Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
The daily five-question trivia game, you versus Katie in a battle of the brains to find out the answer to the question.
Are you smarter than Katie?
Playing this morning, Savannah from Sacramento. Good morning.
Good morning.
You are a nursing student, correct?
Ooh. I am at Sac State. Yes, I am.
Oh, very
fantastic.
Nice. Do you know intern Kevin? Do you see him on campus?
The nursing program, we're completely separated from the rest of the school, so I don't see really the students. I don't think I've seen him.
Oh.
It's okay. You're probably not missing much, so.
Oh, I'd love to see him, though. Come over to the nursing building, Kevin. I'd love to see you.
Oh, come on over, Kevin. You know where the nursing building is? No, he doesn't even know. He gets lost on campus easily. All right, Savannah, you are playing for $160 today. You just have to get more questions right than Katie, and you will win. But if you tie, Katie gets the win. Are you ready to roll?
You got it.
Gavin, you ready?
I'm ready.
Question one. The lineup for Bottle Rock Music Festival was announced yesterday. Headliners include Imagine Dragons, Neil Young, Mumford & Sons, and Pharrell Williams. Pharrell's biggest song, Happy, was from what 2013 animated movie soundtrack?
It's the Minions movie, I think. I don't know the name of it, the Minions movie.
Okay. Question two, super genius physicist Stephen Hawking would have been 77 today. He passed away last March. While he only made one cameo on the TV show Star Trek, he made seven cameos on what highly rated CBS TV show?
Big Bang Theory.
Question three, Britney Spears announced over the weekend that she has to back out of her Las Vegas residency called Domination because her father is sick. Backing out is going to cost her millions of dollars. True or false, there's more people in Clark County, where Las Vegas is, than the rest of the state of Nevada.
True.
Question four. Nicki Minaj says that her and her new boyfriend, Kenneth Petty, hook up 3 to 4 times a night after she teased fans on Twitter that she might be pregnant. 2 years ago, Nicki Minaj broke up with her rapper boyfriend after she thought he was cheating on her. Who is he?
Oh, my goodness. I have no idea. I don't follow Nicki Minaj.
So smart.
Snoop. I don't know.
And question five. Disneyland announced its ticket prices are going up this year as it prepares to open the Star Wars expansion of the park. The cheapest single-day ticket will now cost you $100. At a ticket price of $100, if Disneyland raised its ticket price 15%, what would the new ticket price be?
$120.
Katie! Katie! Oh, there she is. Okay.
There she is. Katie, this is Savannah from Sacramento.
Hi, Savannah from Sacramento.
Hello, Katie.
She is a nursing student at Sac State.
Oh, wonderful.
She has never seen intern Kevin.
Oh, well, lucky you.
And intern Kevin has no idea where the nursing
department
is at Sac State.
That's probably for the best.
Katie, you are playing for your 161st win today.
Okay.
And as always, behind the scenes, if you want to see how we do Are You Smarter Than Katie, we're doing our Instagram Live right now. And our higher-ups are looking to get us 22,000 followers. So if you want to throw us a follow right now, you can do it at End1065. Katie, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question number one. The lineup for Bottle Rock Music Festival was announced yesterday. Headliners include Imagine Dragons, Neil Young, Mumford & Sons, and Pharrell Williams. Pharrell's biggest song, Happy, was from what 2013 animated movie soundtrack?
Oh, my God.
3 seconds.
Despicable Me.
I can't give it to you. Despicable Me 2.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry for both of you.
She said the Minions movie.
The Minions movie. I get partial credit, right?
Nope.
I said Despicable Me and just left off the two. If anybody, I should get.
No, nobody gets credit.
All right.
All right,
In my defense, being a nursing student, I don't get to see all the stuff so much. So if you had more, I don't know, science questions.
Okay,
science questions.
In Katie's defense, she can't stand the Minions.
That is true.
Nor can I.
Okay, I like you.
We will file your grievance with the Are You Smarter Than Katie committee. Thank you. Question two. Super genius physicist Stephen Hawking would have been 77 today. He passed away last March. While he only made one cameo on the TV show Star Trek, he made 7 cameos on what highly rated CBS TV show?
Big Bang Theory.
Correct. Question three. Britney Spears announced over the weekend she had to back out of her Las Vegas residency called Domination because her father is sick.
No.
Backing out's going to cost her millions of dollars. True or false, there's more people in Clark County, where Las Vegas is, than the rest of the state of Nevada.
False.
That's incorrect.
Yay, I guess.
Well, yeah, me too.
There's 2.2 million people in Clark County, and then the rest of Nevada has 800,000. Question four. Nicki Minaj says that her and her new boyfriend, Kenneth Petty, hook up 3 to 4 times a night.
Good Lord.
After she teased fans on Twitter that she might be pregnant. 2 years ago, Nicki Minaj broke up with her rapper boyfriend after she thought he was cheating. Who is he?
Oh, Meek Mill.
Correct.
Kenneth Petty, by the way, convicted sex offender and murderer.
Oh my gosh.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Good choices.
I didn't know who that was, so I Googled him. Yeah, sex offender and murderer. Served 7 years for shooting a man.
Okay.
It's going to be a fun Christmas. Question five. Disneyland announced its ticket prices are going up this year as it prepares to open the Star Wars expansion of the park. The cheapest single-day ticket will now cost you $100. At a ticket price of $100, if Disneyland raised its ticket price 15%, what would the new ticket price be?
It raised it 15%?
3 seconds.
Three. $120.
That's what she guessed.
$115.
Oh, it was already $100.
It was a trick question.
It's not a trick question.
Because I see you tried to trick us.
It's not tricky.
Yeah.
So, well, I fell for it. I fell for the trick.
Okay.
Today's final score, Savannah 2, Katie 2. It's a tie.
It's a tie!
It's a tie!
Rough one today.
All right, so we'll add $20 to the jackpot. Tomorrow we'll play for $180. Her record stands 161 wins and 30 losses. Savannah, I am sorry. Thank you for all that you do in being
a
nursing
student.
I got
nervous on the last one. I should have known that. Goodness gracious, what an easy math question.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Go ahead and tell everybody what we already know.
You guys are awesome.
Okay, we'll accept it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.